the headlines are going nuts over yesterday's Supreme Court decision in the Hosanna Tabor Lutheran Church and School case. I don't know if you've been following this, but Hosanna Tabor is right here in Redford, right here in our listening area. Fox News's Peter Johnson has the story: Supreme Court delivers a knockout punch to the White House. The Wall Street Journal: Hosannas for the court. The Beckett Fund says that that this is the most important SCOTUS religious liberty case in 20 years. So it's pretty important, and it involves a Christian school and church right here in our own backyard. The Alliance Defense Fund, our friends there at Alliance Defense Fund, tellADF.org, were involved in this decision. And attorney Kevin Terrio was right there all along the way. And Kevin, I'm glad that you could make some time for us here on the Paul Edwards program.
Really appreciate you having me today, Paul.
Well, I'm honored that you would join me. I heard you on Hugh Hewitt yesterday, and I want you to tell our audience, really you need to just bring them up to speed. They may not. Some people driving the Lodge Freeway here in Detroit may be saying, "No, I wasn't aware that Hosanna Tabor Lutheran Church and School in Redford was involved in a Supreme Court decision." This was a case where the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission had actually come after the church and school for firing one of its employees.
That's exactly right. They had fired the employee because she threatened to sue them. She was unhappy with how they treated her when she was disabled. She was disabled and wasn't able to teach young kids because she had narcolepsy. And when she decided she was ready to come back to work, the school wasn't ready for her to come back to work. They had already hired a replacement. Plus, they were concerned that she would not have the ability to teach the kids. She threatened to sue the school, and then that elevated it to a whole nother level because that violated the religious teachings of the church that says Christians shouldn't be suing one another. They let her go. She sued them. The district court judge there in Detroit said, "Hey, you can't sue this church. There's a ministerial exception." She was in a religious employee charged with teaching kids the religious doctrine of the church. You cannot sue the church over that, EEOC. You don't have any business doing that. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, though, reversed and said, no, she's not a religious employee. She only teaches about religion some of the time. Most of the time, she's teaching math. The Supreme Court yesterday knocked that out of the park, said you got it wrong, Sixth Circuit. The government has no business telling religious organizations, churches, who their ministers should and shouldn't be.
According to the Beckett Fund, Kevin, the EEOC characterized Hosanna Tabor's view as extreme, untenable, and remarkable. Their view that that they had the right to fire this this teacher because she was a minister. Do you, Kevin, and does ADF view this as a serious religious liberty decision? What are the implications of this Supreme Court decision on churches and religious organizations from here on out?
Yeah, the Supreme Court said that the EEO's position was untenable because they said, you know, we're just going to treat religious organizations like we would any other nonprofit, like the JCs, like the Lions Club. And the Supreme Court said no. Religious organizations, churches, are special. They get special protection by the First Amendment to the Constitution, and our founding fathers wrote that directly into the very first freedom that's announced. And that's something that we just can't ignore. We don't just treat them like any other organization. They get special protection. That's one very important reason why Beckett Fund is right. This is one, the most important religious freedom case in the last 20 years. The other really important thing is the Supreme Court, for the first time, recognized this ministerial exception, the idea that when a church or a religious organization is hiring or firing its ministers, the government doesn't have any business telling them how to do that. That is a religious freedom issue that the government can't get involved in. Lower courts had recognized that ministerial exception, but the Supreme Court never had. They did in this case, and that makes it a very seminal case.
Kevin Terrio, my guest here on the Paul Edwards program, Kevin, attorney with the Alliance Defense Fund, tellADF.org is their website, talking with Kevin about the Supreme Court's decision, remarkable decision that came down yesterday in favor of Hosanna Tabor Evangelical Lutheran Church and School versus the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the Supreme Court ruling in favor of Hosanna Tabor against the government in this case. Does it surprise you, Kevin, that given the current makeup of the court with, I think, now two Obama appointees, that this was a 9-0 unanimous decision in favor of Hosanna Tabor?
It is surprising, given the recent trend among courts to adopt this European style of protection of freedom that says essentially that free speech and freedom of religion don't get really that much protection when the government has an overriding interest in prohibiting discrimination. The Supreme Court basically nipped that in the bud and said no, religious freedom gets special protection. And as a matter of fact, even laws that are generally applicable, there's a case back from 1990 or 91, I believe the Smith case, that essentially reduced religious freedom and said that a law of generally applicable law that basically said that no use of peyote and by anybody, even if that prohibited Native Americans from using peyote in their religious ceremonies, it didn't matter because it applied to everybody. The Supreme Court backed off from that in this most recent decision and said, no, if what you're doing, government, affects the inner workings of the church, the teaching, and who they hire and fire as ministers, and how they engage with their members, the government can't do that. All it can do is regulate these outward manifestations that are illegal.
The Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and this church, Hosanna Tabor, right here in Redford, actually put this teacher, as they do all of their teaching employees, through basically ministerial training, and then declared them to be ministers, gave them the title of minister. Does this decision, Kevin, only protect a church or school that does that? I mean, if you've got a church that's operating a school and they haven't conferred any title upon their employee of minister, would they still be in jeopardy from cases like the EEOC has brought against Hosanna Tabor?
I don't think they would. I think the ministerial exception will apply to anybody who has the responsibility of communicating the teachings of the church. Justice Alito and Justice Kagan, an interesting, they both signed on to a concurring opinion, and both, you know, Alito's very conservative justice, and Kagan is an Obama appointee who is considered a liberal justice. They both signed on an opinion and said, we have to be very careful here that we don't just confine this ruling to those who have commissioned ministers like Hosanna Tabor did. It applies to anyone who has leadership responsibility within the religious organization. And I think that's how the lower courts will apply this.
There are some other issues, Kevin, as we wind this down. There are some other issues out there on the horizon affecting religious liberty, not the least of which is Obamacare. And we're already seeing one Christian university who is fighting the government on the mandate for abortifacients and sterilization and providing insurance and, you know, that sort of thing that covers those things that would obviously be against a Christian worldview. Peter Johnson at Fox News asked the question in his piece today, will the government continue to test the bounds of religious liberty? Do you see this president and this administration using some sort of end-around executive order to continue to put pressure on religious organizations to go against its religious conscience in these areas?
Well, they're already doing that. They're enforcing HHS, Department of Health and Human Services, they're already enforcing regulations that haven't even been fully commented upon, but they went ahead and instituted them and applied them anyway. And those regulations require religious organizations that aren't churches would usually apply to religious schools, as you mentioned, like Belmont Abbey, who has sued the HHS. It would require them to pay for abortion drugs for the people that they provide insurance to. And that clearly violates the foundational teaching of this particular school, which is a Catholic school. And I think that this case, the Hosanna Tabor case, really undercuts the government's position on this and undermines their ability to continue to use these executive orders to put pressure on churches to violate their religious convictions.
Is this going to further solidify a church's right, a Christian organization's right, particularly a Christian educational institution, not so much a church, but a Christian educational institution, when they say we're not going to hire homosexuals, and you can already imagine that the Obama administration and the government in general might put pressure on them to say, no, you can't discriminate on the basis of a person's sexual orientation. You must hire homosexuals, even if it goes against your religious conscience. Does this decision, this Hosanna Tabor decision, solidify the right of a Christian educational institution to determine who its employees will be and whether or not they fit their definition of proper sexual orientation?
I really believe it does. And the current head of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Kai Feldblum, has actually made public statements indicating that she believes that religious organizations could be forced to hire people that are engaged in homosexual behavior, even though they have teachings against that. And this case really undermines the legal ability of them to do that. I think they're going to have a really uphill battle trying to impose those type of restrictions on churches in the future after Hosanna Tabor.
Kevin Terrio is an attorney with the Alliance Defense Fund. TellADF.org is the website, and you can read their press release and the links that they have to this outstanding story. It's history making, and it happened right here in Redford, Michigan. At least it concerns a Christian school and church right here in Redford, Michigan. You can get all the details at TellADF.org. Kevin, excellent work, and I so appreciate you being willing to stop by and share with our audience.
You're certainly welcome, Paul, and I really, really thank you for having me on today.
Been my honor to have you on.